父神，我们真是欢喜快乐，
Father, our hearts are filled with joys
因为你是我们喜乐的泉源。
because you are the source of all our joys in our life.
在这一段时间，我们恳求主你的灵再次带领我们进入这些真理。
In this time that we gather together, we pray that you lead us into the truth.
主，帮助我们明白你的心意，
Lord, help us to understand your words.
让我们生命能够连结于你。
So our life can be connected to you.
求主你自己怜悯恩膏，孩子的口舌还是传讲清楚，
We pray that you anoint my lips so I can preach your words clearly.
赐给我们开通的人受教的心，我
Give
们
us
听得明
open
白。
hearts and tentative ears.
让我们乐意遵行你的话语。
That will be following your words.
祷告交托，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Christ.
Amen。
Amen.
现在这电脑笔记本已经是一个非常普遍的现代工具。
As you probably know, a computer notebook or so-called laptop is a very, very popular tool in the modern days.
的功能多又携带方便。
Most notebook are multifunctional, it's very easy to carry around.
你可以带到不同的场合去使用。
You can see everybody using a lot of different occasions
可是
publicly.
我们也知道，这光靠电脑里面的这个电池呢，您这工作到底可以维持几个小时？
And we all know that the battery has limited duration. It probably lasts only a few hours.
但我觉得基督徒的生命也是如此。
And while I'm reflecting upon this, that I thought the Christian life is like this as well.
我们许多人呢，它的功能非常的多，它可以做很多的事情。
A lot of people really have a lot of capability and ability to do a lot of things.
有的人非常的忙碌，
A lot of people are very, very busy in their
我们需
lives.
要东奔西跑，甚至于这个遍游世界。
They're always traveling around, do everything around the world.
但是说光靠我们这样吃喝睡的话呢，本身我们可以供应的能量就竟能够使我们走多远跑，
If all your energy is depending on the food you eat and the drinks and the rest you have, how much longer can you walk by yourself?
我觉得一段时间，那车子需要保养。
And we know that car all need maintenance after a while.
那每隔一段时间，我觉得我们也需要检视一下我们内在的生命。
And after a while, we also need examine ourselves as well.
是不是我们还在基督里面？
We need to reflect ourselves to see are we still remain in Christ?
是不是我们的生命，跟这个生命的源头有连接在一起？
Our life is still connected to the source of our life.
我不知道你会觉得灵里有枯干的感觉。
I don't know whether you feel sometimes your spirit is feeble and emaciated.
有时候感到生活很乏力，
Sometimes you feel you're powerless in your life.
甚至于生活里面你会觉得没有意义和目标。
You find out your life may not have a meaning and purpose at all.
然后每天过的生活就这么样，没有什么特别。
It's always a routine in your life. Nothing is really refreshing.
没有什么所谓的成就感。
You don't have anything you feel that you accomplish something
那
during
些
your days.
平安喜乐，那离我们也越来越远。
And you find out the peace and the joys that a Christian life should have is like getting farther and farther away from you.
那若是我们有这些的现象，
If you have this type of conditions,
很可能我们的生命里面这个蓄电池呢，是处在一个危险的状态。
then we can say that this the life battery is in a very critical condition.
我们需要做一件事情。
That's one thing we need to do.
就好像你电脑每次到电脑你的电池快用完的时候，它会显示一行字。
It's just like when the battery going low, it has a warning message.
你要赶快把它接上电源。
And then you really need to connect your laptop to the source of energy.
让我们的这个生命可以持续，可以活过来。
So your life can be revital again.
主说，在今天我们读的经文里面，约翰福音15章的第五节那里说
，In John, in the scripture we read today, John 15,
他说离了我，你们就不能做什么。
Apart from me, there's nothing you can do.
离了我，你们就不能做什么。
Apart from me, you can do nothing.
有人可能会否认
，There's some people may deny this.
我也没离开主。
I have never been apart from
我还
our
是
Lord.
坚持这个信仰。
I'm still continue have out my Christian faith.
什么是离了主？
What does it mean?
什么叫做离了我？
What does it mean by being apart from Lord?
其实这不是名分上的问题。
This is really not just a name of the so-called your Christian faith.
那这是一个关系的问题。
This is really something to do with the relationship to
主
our
说离
Lord.
了我是表示我们关系的分离。
When we say being apart from the Lord, it means the relationship has been broken.
我们跟主之间没有交通，没有来往。
There's no interconnection between us and the Lord.
我们跟他之间的关系非常的生疏。
The relationship is very weak.
他说不能做什么，也不是说你不能够去工作，你做不出什么成果来。
When we say you can do nothing, it doesn't mean you don't do anything at all. It's that you don't bear any fruit.
而是说我们不能够结出那个属灵生命的果子来。
What it means you cannot bear a spiritual fruit.
好像那些喜乐。
Like the fruit of joy, rejoice.
好像他提到的相爱。
Like the fruit of loving one another.
我常常在想，说是我们生活里头没有爱。
A lot of time I'm thinking about if we don't have love and joy in our life,
那我们没有这个喜乐,
we don't have joy in our life,
那我们可以做更多的工,
even though we can do a lot of works,
那我们可以赚更多的钱,
we can make a lot of money,
我们可以读更多的书,
we can read a lot of books,
那能有什么呢? 那又有什么用呢?
What does it actually worth?
主说他来是要叫人得生命并且得得更丰盛。
Our Lord says, when He comes, He wants us to have an abundant life.
啊，这丰盛的生命是在我们现有的这所谓的成就当中呢，在结出这属灵的果子来。
The abundant life is to build the fruit on the top of the life we already have.
这丰盛的生命是要神要透过你多结果子的生命，再去感染影响四周围的人。
The abundant life is for us to bear fruit, and so you can influence people around you.
所以在我们周围的人，他们也会产生一种羡慕，他们想要做基督徒。
So the people around you will aspire a Christian life.
这样一种丰盛的生命是从连结于基督来的。
The abundant life is coming from the connection to our Lord.
所以他告诉我们，我们要藏在他里面，他也藏在我们里面。
So the Lord tells us that we need to remain in Him, and He will remain in us.
怎么样藏在他里面
？How can we remain in Him？
在这里，我们至少看到四件事情。
There's four things we can consider.
首先我们要渴慕主的话语。
The first thing is we need to aspire for or long for Lord's words.
只要我们注意到十五章的第七节那里，他是告诉我们这样，他是这样说的。
In verse 7 it says,
他说你们若藏在我里面，我的话也藏在你们里面。
If you remain in me and my words remain in you.
这福音布道家穆迪他这么说。
Evangelist Dr. Woody.
他说呢，这个圣经不是给我们增加一些的知识。
The Bible was not to increase our knowledge.
但是圣经是在改变我们的生命。
But to change our lives.
没有错，这圣经，这神的话语，主的话语可以改变人的性情。
Without doubt, God's words can change people's disposition.
改变我们的生命。
Change our lives.
改变我们的原有的这种价值观、世界观。
Change our value system and our worldview.
你想想看，这种没有神话语的生命，其实大家都是彼此彼此。
Without the words of God, you and I will be pretty much the same.
我们没有什么特别好羡慕的。
There's nothing you can envy for other people.
可是那些有主话语的人，生命就是不一样。
And the people that have filled with God's word, their life would definitely be different.
你会发现你喜欢和这样的人在一起。
And you'll find out you would like to have fellowship with this type of people.
因为你发现这些人在生命里头有一些不一样的特质。
Because you find out those people have very special characters in their life.
当他们生活遇到问题、问到困难的时候。
When they encounter troubles in their lives.
而他们心中仍然有这样的一个信心和力量。
They still have faith.In their hearts.
他们遇见患难、遇到试炼的时候
，when they encountering adversities，
他们心里头仍然有平安、有喜乐。
They will still have joy and peace.
他们有失败、挫折的时候
，when they are being defeated and frustrated，
可是仍然有这样的勇气和盼望。
They will still have the hope and courage to face the challenge.
因为他们都是靠着神的话。活出生命的色彩来
，because they are depending on God's words to live by the full spectrum of life.
主说：“你们要藏在我里面，我的话也藏在你们。”
Lord said, "Remain in me, and my words will remain in you."
当我们在读这句，今天这段经文的时候，你发现这个藏在这个NIV 的翻译是 remain 哈，常常出现这个字。
You can see that remain has appeared several times.
什么叫做常在？
What does it mean by remain?
在希腊文的翻译里头呢，这个原来的意思里头，它有一个意思是说，就是要我们停在一个特别的地方，并且以那个地方作为家。
In Greek, it's the translation will be stay in a certain place and be at home right there.
在这个七月的时候，我从加州回来。
While I was traveling back to home in July.
然后在飞机上的时候，我发现我斜对面有一对夫妇，韩国的夫妇。
I was a couple from Korea. They are sitting next to me, front row on the left side.
当别人都在看这个看电影、看书、看什么其他东西的时候
，While people were reading magazine on the airplane or watching a movie on the airplane.
因为我发现这个太太呢，她就打开一本书，圣经。
And the wife was open up a Bible.
那这很认真的看，不是只有看两下，这很认真一直看。
Was reading the Bible sincerely.
然后耳朵还戴一个很像那种耳机，可能是里头是 MP3， 可能是那个经文的，我不晓得。
And I kind of discovered she has an earphone on her ears.
就是一面听一面看。
And she was listen to something like MP3 player and reading the Bible along.
那看一段时间之后，看完了，她很满足，然后合起来又把耳机给她先生。
And then after a while, then she gave everything back to her husband.
然后换她先生看。
And then it was her husband's turn.
那我发现许多人在家里，在工作的地方。
I also find out a lot of people in their own home, in the place they work.
我们喜欢放一本圣经。
They would like to put a Bible over there.
或者有些人就随身携带。
And some people they have a portable Bible that put in like a pocket Bible. You put it in your pocket.
那有机会就打开来看。
And they open up the Bible any time they want.
他们就有机会就进到这个主里面。
So they can meet with the Lord any moment during the day.
这圣经好像是他们家一样。
The Bible is like his own home.
他就在那家里面享受跟主亲近。
And enjoy the fellowship with the Lord in that special time.
然后他听主说话，他也对主来说话。
Listen to God's words and also listen to what God wants to say to them.
那这就是藏在我里面。
This is what the true meaning of remain in Lord.
当我们这样的时候
，When we are doing this,
你发现这主的话语也进到我们里面。
And when you're doing this, you know that God's words will instill in our hearts.
在一个不同的情况底下
，under different circumstances，
而这些话语就会出现
，and the words will reveal by itself，
开始在引导你的脚步
，it will then lead you into the path of our Lord that want us to do。
你不需要临时再去翻圣经哪一节来应用
，and you don't have to open up a Bible to find the verses that will apply to that situation。
在不同的情况下，那些话语就出现。
In a different situation, the words will reveal by itself。
所以鼓励我们大家不要把这圣经放在书架、放在书桌不去动它。
So I really want to encourage people don't just put your Bible on the bookshelf or in a car。
然后把它当作是你的家。
Treat that as a personal belonging and your own home for you.
我们常常进到里面去。
Continue to study the Bible.
这样神的话语也会在你里面找到一个家。
So the God's word can find a home in your heart.
神的话语可以以你的心当作是家。
So God's word can find a home in your heart.
这就是藏在主里面。
That is the true meaning of remaining in Christ.
让他的话语也藏在我们里面。
So his words will remain in us.
我们与基督连结，第二件事情就是藏在主的爱。
The second aspect of connected to the Lord is to remain in God's love.
我们要依靠主的爱。
Depends on God's love.
你发现当人遇到问题的时候
，When every time you find out when people come across problems, afflictions.Troubles,
有什么攻击的时候
？Any persecution?
有灾难、有试炼的时候
？Adversity, trials.
你发现我们的直觉本能就是想要躲、想要跑。
A very natural instinct of human being is trying to avoid those situations and run away.
其实这也不是什么错。
This is really nothing wrong with this type of action.
那问题是我们跑到哪里躲?
And the real question is, where can you hide away from?
因为主在圣经里头很清楚告诉我们，在世上就是有苦难。
The Bible tells us that this world has adversities.
可是当我们今天读着约翰福音15章第9节的时候,
When you read John 15, verses 9,
主说呢，我爱你们，正如父爱我一样。
As the Father has loved me, so that I loved you.
你们要常在我的爱。
Now remain in my love.
我们请注意,
Please pay attention to.
这个爱并不是保证我们不会受到苦难。
The love doesn't mean that we will not have any adversity in our lives.
主爱我们不表示我们就一帆风顺。
When God loves us, doesn't mean that we will have trouble-free life.
这是我们常常会有的一个疑问。
There's always a question in our mind.
若是神是爱的话，为什么这些事情要领导？
If God loves us, why would have this type of troubles and adversity in our lives?
那是我们还没有明白到什么叫做爱。
That is because we don't really understand the true meaning of God's love.
若是我们看到的神自己。
If we able to look at the God himself.
圣经告诉我们，神是因着爱世人，他赐下独生子耶稣基督。
God so loved the world, so he gave us his beloved son.
那主耶稣因着爱罪人，他走上十字架替人死。
Because of love for the sinners, so he walked up to the cross and died for the sinners.
在十字架上，他舍命流血的爱，他告诉我们一件事情。
The truth that when Lord walked up to the cross and died for our sins,
告诉我们。 让我们知道，这罪恶底下苦难是免不了的。
Under the sins, because of human sins, adversity is inevitable.
可是，在十字架上，基督爱也告诉我们。
But the love on the cross also tells us that.
使他自己为世人承担了最大的苦难。
He buried the greatest pain for the whole world.
他明白人的痛苦。
He knows all our sufferings.
圣经告诉我们，神的爱是在十字架上彰显出来的。
Bible tells us that the God's love is truly revealed on the cross.
当我们人在世上遇到那些不幸，遇到那些苦难。
When we encounter unfortunate matters in our life.
当人们愿意背起十字架来跟从主。
When people want to build a cross to walk with our God, at the same time.
当人愿意与主同钉十字架。
When a person want to be nailed on a cross together with our Lord.
当人遭遇到那些不公义。
When you are faced the injustice.
你需要忍受折磨。
And when you have to suffer through the afflictions.
甚至有时候像主耶稣一样，你要忍受人的鞭伤凌辱。
And sometimes you suffer quote unquote stripes as well in your life.
主说，我爱你。
Lord will say, I love you.
主了解人的感受。
Lord, understand every inner feeling in our hearts.
他说, 你们要常在我的爱里。
Lord says, you need to remain in me and in my love.
不要让那些的苦毒，那些负面的情绪占据你的心。
Don't let the hatred and all the trouble occupy your hearts.
在十字架上，我们听到主说成了。
On the cross, the Lord says, it is finished.
一切事情都会过去。
Everything will pass.
在苦难的时候，主他不变的爱是你我藏身的地方。During
the adversity, God's unchanging love is the place we can hide.
主说，我爱你们。Lord
says, I love you.
意思是让我的用我的爱来拥抱你。It
means God will embrace us with His love.
用我的爱来医治你。Heal
us with His love.
让我用我的爱来陪伴你走十字架。And
walk. With us on this road to the cross. We need to depend on God's love. You can also experience God's truthfulness and love in Lord. If people want to remain in God's love, continue to let the God's love instill in your life. One thing we definitely need to do is
那就是要遵守主的命令,
is to obey God's command.
在约翰福音15章第10节那里我们有看到,
In John 15, verses 10,
那他说, 你们若遵守我的命令, 就常在我的爱里。
If you obey my command, you will remain in my love.
我们都发现，这听话的孩子更得父母的爱，不是吗？
Now we know that obedient children usually will deserve more love from their parents.
越是听话的孩子，更多享受父母的爱，不是吗？
And they will also enjoy as well more love from parents.
其实你发现常常我们的工作，我们很多时候把我们的焦点放在工作上。
A lot of time we place strong focus in our life, in our work.
但实际上，真的工作不是基督徒生活的焦点。
We should know that the work is really not the center focus of Christian life.
真的工作只是一个养生。
Work is nothing but to support our lives.
而没有办法使我们人成圣。
It cannot sanctify our life.
这主的命令才是我们基督徒生活的一个焦点。
God's command is the true focus of Christian life.
许多时候我们不能够遵守主的命令。
A lot of time we cannot follow God's command.
我们让这个焦点模糊。
And our vision on this focus become blurred.
很自然我们就感受不到神的爱。
And then a lot of time then you won't be able to feel God's love.
但是我们若将主的命令应用在你的工作上。
But if you apply God's command in your professional life,
神的荣耀就要在你的身上彰显出来。
Then God's glory can be established through your work.
许多时候主的命令真的不是含糊不清的。
We know that God's command is not unclear.
人若愿意要专心来寻求神。
If a person wanna trying to seek God's will,
你一定可以寻见。
For sure, you will find it.
你发现你每天在灵修，每天与主同行的时候。
We know that during the daily devotion and in the daily walk of your life with the Lord,
你每天都能够领受到主要向你说的一句话。
You can always receive words from our Lord every day.
更奇妙的是，你会发现这些话都是根据你生活里那些的工作、学习那个实际的状况要给你的话。
Amazingly, those words actually apply to the real situation in your life.
这就是神的爱。
This is God's love.
他爱你，他要你按着他的这个正路走。
He loves you so that he wants you to walk on the righteous path.
跟大家，我的生活跟大家生活是一样的。
My life is no different than yours.
比方说前几天我也在工作上在挣扎，内心在挣扎。
A few days ago, I have some struggle in my own life too.
在9月3号的时候，主就告诉我。
On September 3rd, Lord told me.
在哥林多后书的6章第3节那边他说呢。
In 2 Corinthians 6:3.
他说我们凡事不叫人有妨碍。
Give no offense in anything.
这句话对我来说是一个很大的提醒。
This is really a great reminder to my daily life.
当然我们这个凡事不叫人有妨碍的话，那就是有的时候会妨碍到自己。
A lot of time you say you offer no offense to anything to other people, sometimes it becomes obstacle to your own things you want to do.
自然而然我们就会忧愁。
And naturally, you become so worried about the thing you really want to do.
结果第二天呢，在哥林多后书第7章11节，主说。
And a second day that on 2 Corinthians 7:11.
那没有错，你是忧愁。
Yes. This is God's. Yes, you're sorry.
可是呢，你是依着他圣经告诉我们说，那是依着神的意思忧愁。
But you are following godly sorrow that producing you.
那我们看下去的话呢，你就发现，我们按着神的意思忧愁的时候，就结出许多好的果子来。
And you follow that path, you know that if you have this godly sorrow, then you have the righteous fruit from the Lord.
再过一天。
And then the next day,
那主又告诉我在哥林多后书第8章第2节。
And Lord, give me these words from 2 Corinthians chapter 8.
让我看到在马其顿的教会里头，他说是在患难中受大试炼的时候，人有满足的快乐。
In the Macedonian church, out of the most severe trial.
真的，你发现这些话语。
They were
每天读的时候，这些话语就成为了力量，成为了安慰，成为了帮助。
And every time you read the words, you have the strength and the comfort from our Lord.
那是主的命令。
This is God's command.
我发现这命令不全是自己所想要的。
The God's command is really not the things you want.
很多时候神给你的命令，你发现 not my will.
A lot of time, God's command is really not the thing you want to do.
可是那些命令却是主所要的。
But God's command is really what God's will for you.
我发现这遵守主的命令其实就是一个舍己的操练。
A lot of time, we find out to follow God's command is really an exercise of surrender yourself under our Lord.
然后我们这个己愿意顺服主的时候
，If you want to surrender yourself to Lord,
然后我们这是己愿意死在十字架上。
If you want to surrender yourself to the cross,
只有在那时候你才能够经历到主的爱所带来的释放和自由。
Only under that circumstances, you will feel the peace from our Lord.
常在主的爱里面，就是我们要常常去舍己，舍掉自己的坚持。
Remaining in God's love means to surrender yourself to our Lord.
舍掉我们的想法、意见、做法。
To give up your own thought, your own will.
我们就是遵主的命令。
God's command is the command for our life.
照他的话去做。
Follow God's command.
就在那时候，你发现生命就变得更可爱。
And you know that the life become more joyful.
我们更讨神，也更讨人的爱。
And we can please the Lord, and we can also please the people around you.
求神帮助我们。
We pray the Lord will help each one of us.
这是一个操练。
This is a definitely a exercise, for our life.
最后，连结于基督，你发现我们有一个最大的赏赐。
We also want to share with you the fourth aspect. When you connect to the Christ, the reward is.
主说我们可以跟他同享啊，这个他的喜乐。
Lord said we can share His joy together.
在约翰福音十五章十一节那里说。
In John 15 verses 11.
主说呢，这些事情我已经对你们说了。
I have told you this.
是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心。
So that my joy may be in you.
并叫您的喜乐可以满足。
And that your joy may be complete.
为什么我们要连于基督
？Why do we want to be connected to our Lord？
为什么我们要渴慕他的话语，读他的话语
？Why do we want to long for His words？
为什么我们要去支取？明明说这个在苦难里头还要肯定主对我们的爱
？Why do we want to receive things from the Lord？
为什么我们要遵他的命令？
Why do we want to follow God's command?
我不能够做我自己。
Why can I do things in my own will?
其实所有的这个为什么都是为了一个事情。
All this question is only for one thing.
只是主要叫我们的喜乐可以得到满足。
So that your joy will be complete.
当我们愿意完全的顺服的时候
，If you want to surrender yourself 100% to our Lord,
我们就可以分享从主来的这样喜乐。
Then you can share the joy from the Lord.
你在你的学业里头
，in your study，
在你的工作里头
，in your professional life，
在娱乐里面
，in your own
在亲情里头
，entertainment and in your family relationship，
你都没有办法可以找到一个真正能够满足的喜乐。
There's nothing can give you the great comfort and give you the full joy。
只有我们在基督里面
，only when you remain in Christ，
我们用一种实际的行动与主连接在一起。
We need to connect to the Lord with the real activities.
你才能够得到一个满足的喜乐。
Not until then, you will have the true joy.
去年年底在芝加哥的基督徒大会。
In last year in the Christian Bible Gospel Convention.
那一天呢，有一个那几天有一个坐轮椅的姐妹，她小名她的名字应该是小名吧，叫小小。
There was a sister who was on a wheelchair.
那她在最近一期的这个生命纪刊里的看了她的一个见证。
In this recent life journal, she shared a testimony.
那她里头讲到她十二岁的时候，她发现患了这个脊椎炎。
While she was on age 12, she had afflicted with a disease that has to do with spine cord.
那最后她的那个胸椎呢就瘫痪了。
And then I believe entire upper structure started collapse.
那我就读他一小段他自己说的他见证的东西。
I was reading part of this testimony from this journal.
然后尽管这个胸椎这个病灶使我三分之二的肢体失去功能。
Even though this disease has afflicted me that I won't have my upper body is not functional anymore.
那尽管我的大小便失禁，使我生活带来很多的不便。
A lot of typical daily activity I won't be able to do.
是大小便失禁。 不是只是不方便，它失去
功能。I won't have a proper urination.
那尽管我的脚经过无数次的跌伤，已经不能够再走了。
Even though my legs has injured and that I won't be able to walk normally.
但是他说，当大家和我坐在一起的时候。
When my friends sit together with me,
不会觉得我是一个可怜巴巴的一个残疾人、残障人。
They don't feel that I'm disabled.
然后即使在病中呢，主也使我平安喜乐。
Even though that I'm in sickness, and Lord still give me the peace.
然后我照常能够谈笑风生。
I can still share the joy in conversation with the people around me.
所以周遭的人看到我的时候，也不会觉得察觉不出来我是一个病人呢。
People don't feel that I'm really have severe illness.
他说是主啊，这个主已经成为他的依靠，是他的至尊至宝。
So Lord become my fortress, and Lord has given me great comfort and confidence.
是他使我的心有了归属。
So that I will my heart find a home in Lord.
是他赋予我生命的意义。
Lord, give me the true meaning of the life.
是他使我享受到在世又超世的这个生活。
So Lord, give me a new life again.
他说尊重神的主权与人甘心顺服是一个基督徒必须学习和经过的历程。
Surrender God's authority and it's the way of Christian life.
他说在主里头呢，我有完全，他说我完全属于你。
When I'm in Christ, I completely belong to the Christ.
在最后的祷告，他是这么说：“亲爱的主，我感谢你。”
During the closing prayer, she says, "Lord, I thank you."
然后在创世以前，你就拣选我。
At the beginning of the universe, I have been chosen.
你是我生命的主宰。
You are my the master of my life.
你是我生命的全部。
You have made my life complete.
你永远坐在我心中的宝座上。
You always, you always govern my life.
Yeah, 就唯有来到你里头，我才会有满足和喜乐。
Only when I come to you that I would have a true joy in my life.
弟兄姊妹，假如这样一个残障的人
，Brother and sister, with person with a disability,
二三十年坐轮椅。
Have been on wheelchair for 20, 30 some years.
那也还这个不晓得有多少日子可以活。
And she would not know how much longer she can live her life.
像他这样的人都有活得的理由。
Even though this for under this circumstances, she still have a purpose of life.
他还能够找到这个生命的喜乐。
And she can find the joy for life.
我相信我们更有这个理由可以找到生命的意义。
And for sure, all of us in here will find the purpose.
我们更可以感受到这个生活的平安跟喜乐。
We can also experience more meaning in our life.
假如这个信仰是假的，是死的。
If the Christian faith is not true,
我们不信也罢。
Then we don't need to believe in it.
我们真的不需要费心去追求。
Then you don't have to spend all the effort to pursue a Christian faith.
但是从许多人生命的见证里头，他告诉我们。
But through a testimony from a lot of people around us.
这基督信仰是活的一个生命。
And we know that Christian faith is the life of our living.
那神的心意是要人活着。
God's willingness want us to live.
并且多结果子
，and also to bear more spiritual fruits.
这个活的是看得出来的，是有变化的。
If the being alive can be seen from outside,
问题是别人看得出来，我们是活的，这个信仰是活的吗
？But the question is, can people really see you're a Christian who's alive?
我们可以问问家人，问问朋友。
We can ask people around us.
看看他们怎么说。
And they will be able to tell us the truth.
如果人家看不出来
，if people cannot tell that we are Christian,
更糟的是我们连自己也看不出来。
The worst thing is really ourselves. We don't know we are Christian.
今天我向你发出一个挑战。
So today I want to challenge every single one of you.
让我们重新连结于基督。
Now that started and connected to our Lord.
你渴慕主的话语。
Depend for Lord's words.
然后我们这个依靠主的爱。
Depending upon God's love.
然后我们遵主的遵守主的命令。
Follow God's command.
我们跟他同享这个喜乐。
And we can share the joy from our Lord.
你发现我们的生命就可以再一次活过来。
And you'll find out your life can be revital again.
主说你们要藏在我里面。
Lord said, "You need to remain in me."
这世上很多东西都要叫你藏在他里面。
There's a lot of things in this world will allure you to remain in those things.
这工作要你藏在他里面，要求你藏在他里面。
There's a lot of demand from your professional works.
在我们这很多嗜好、兴趣嗜好里，他要希望你能够藏在他里面。
A lot of hobbies you have that they want to allure you to spend more time with those hobbies.
但是主说 ，No， 你们要藏在我里面。
But Lord says no. You need to remain in me at all times.
我藏在你们里面。
So that I can remain in you.
因为主要更多的使用你的生命。
Because our Lord want to use your life.
神要透过你彰显他的荣耀。
Lord want to glorify, establish glory through your life.
神要透过你领人归主。
Lord want you to lead other people to Lord through you.
您肯与主连接在一起吗
？Do you want to connect to our Lord?
你肯让他带领你进入那丰盛的生命吗
？Do you want him to lead into the abundant life?
求神对我们说话。
We pray God will speak to every one of us.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
阿爸父神。
阿爸 Father.
我们再次来到你面前。
And come and bow our heads before you.
求你鉴察我们的心思意念。
That you will examine all our hearts.
主啊，或有我们远离你的时候。
There are times that we are apart from you.
求你对我们的心发出这样的呼召。
Please call out to our hearts.
让我们愿意回到你里面。
That we will return back to you and remain in you.
愿意与主你的生命连结在一起。
That we like our life to bond it in you.
让我们的生命也能够结出果子来。
That we can bear spiritual fruits.
让我们生命能够彰显你的荣耀。
That we can glorify your name in our life.
主啊，我们软弱，求你帮助我们。
Lord, often we have weakness, please have mercy on us.
坚固我们的信心。
Strengthen our faith in our life.
凡来到你面前的。
Everyone who come before you.
我们向你发出呼求的。
Every time every one of us call out to your names.
叫我们一个都不失落。
That will not be lost in our daily lives.
在你面前仰望，奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We'll look up to you and pray in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.